Good. All right, so let's just try to discuss the basic concepts over here. So I think what Matt is saying is correct with the basic approach of Rabbi Yonzon, right? That Achrei Rabbim, those if you think about it and you lay out the facts, like I tried to lay out in the email a little bit, if you look at the facts, you see that what's really the main argument is whether the pasuk of Achrei Rabbim Lahatos is defining a quality of based in itself. Or is it maybe the way a particular case is decided? Notice, for instance, that's really essentially what it comes down to. Well, the pasuk is Achrei Rabbim Lahatos. So Rabbi Yonason applies it to every single Beis Din. Why? Because he learns it as a quality of Beis Din itself. Right? Whereas Rabbi Yoshia is saying, no, it's telling you a specific operation in this particular case. It's in the context of L'ra'ah, and therefore he only learns it by Dinei Nefashos, as Pshat. What's the difference? Let's take that question. In other words, what I'm trying to say is like this. What's the difference between Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yoshia in terms of the drusha itself? Right? The pasuk says, Lintos Achrei Rabbim Lahatos, right? And then, and it says, Lo si Achrei Rabbim L'ra, right? Lo sana al riv. What is the pasuk? Right, they shouldn't be Achrei Rabbim L'ra'os. So
what does that mean?
That's what the Mishnah Darshan is, the first Mishnah. That it means you can't go by rove, a majority of one to convict. Okay. But the point is like this. The Gemara is saying that the Machlokes, if we boil it all down to the simplest, to the most fundamental question, factually speaking, I think it boils down to this question. When the pasuk says Achrei Rabbim, the pasuk of Achrei Rabbim, right, is it referring to Beis Din in general, right, or is it referring to specifically a case of Dinei Nefashos, right? And that's what it boils down to. Now, why is it referring to Dinei Nefashos? So Tosu says, because the context of the pasuk is Dinei Nefashos. Lo si Achrei Rabbim L'ra'os. Mashma davashu ra l'chol. Dayna Dinei Nefashos. So the question is like this. If the context of the pasuk is that it's a case of Dinei Nefashos, why was Rabbi Yonason learn it? What's the question? What's the machlokas about? The pasuk is in the context of Dinei Nefashos. What's the machlokas of whether it should apply to every Beis Din or only the Beis Din of Dinei Nefashos? On the face of it, on the surface, you'd say that Rabbi Yoshi has a better argument. That's what the pasuk is talking about. Right? Aaron, right? So how do you answer that question? So the only way I think you can answer that question is like the approach that Matt is taking, and that is, it's a question of what is Achrei Rabbim Lahatos telling you? What's it talking about? According to Rabbi Yonason, it's really defining a certain characteristic of Beis Din itself. It's saying Beis Din is a Beis Din nota. That's what a Beis Din is. If it's true, it's talking about the case, the subject matter happens to be a case of Dinei Nefashos, but it's not describing a procedure of the subject in the particular subject. It's really describing the quality of a Beis Din itself. And what a Beis Din is doesn't change from case to case. You understand? Whereas Rabbi Yoshia is saying it's telling you a specific way that you operate to arrive at a specific kind of a decision. So in that case, in other words, it's a question of how do you interpret the phrase? What is the phrase speaking to? Is it speaking to a quality of what a Beis Din is, a quality of Beis Din itself, or is it speaking to a specific way of coming to a decision? And the way you have to differentiate between what a Beis Din is and how a Beis Din operates. So if it's what a Beis Din is, then there's no difference between a Beis Din. If it's an intrinsic quality of Beis Din itself, then it doesn't matter if it's a Beis Din of Din and Nefashos or a Beis Din of Din and Mamonos. That's an intrinsic quality of Beis Din. But if it's telling you, if it's describing the way a decision is reached, so in Din and Nefashos, we might have one rule of how to reach a decision, and Din and Mamonos a different rule of how to reach a decision. So when you come down and you isolate the basic factual question of the Pasuk, is the Pasuk applying to everything or only to the Nefashos, it really turns out it's a question of, is the Pasuk describing a quality, an intrinsic quality of Beis Din, or is it describing a particular operation of Beis Din? If it's an intrinsic quality of Beis Din, then it has to apply to every Beis Din. If it's a particular operation, then each case might have different rules of reaching a decision. But what does it mean? Yes, ma'am. Well, why is the Pasuk by Din Nefashos? You have a lot of things like that. You have a lot of cases where the Gemara says the Pasuk is talking about one case, and then we say it's a binyan av for all the other cases. I don't know. I don't know why. It's a good question. But I would say simply because there is the extra rule that has to tell you about the majority of two there. So that's a good place to teach you the basic rule too. But what does it mean? What do we mean when we say there's a quality in the Beis Din itself? Okay, so that's what Matt was trying to say, and I think he's correct. And that is like this: it means to say that what is the essence of Beis Din? What is the essence of Beis Din? Beis Din is an institution of hachra. It's an institution of decision. That's what its function is. That's why it exists. It exists to settle disputes. It exists to produce din. So that's the quality of Beis Din itself has to express hachra. It has to express in its very nature that there's a necessary outcome. I don't mean that way. That necessarily there will be an outcome, right? So that's what it means. Ain Beis Din shakol. Why? Because ain Beis Din shakol means to have a Beis Din that shakol would be a contradiction to the idea that Beis Din's ikar and very function and very cause of existence is decision. If something has the possibility of not reaching a decision, then you can't say it's existing. Then it doesn't exist as a decision-making body, right? So, and that's why it's an intrinsic quality in what Beis Din is. That's what Beis Din represents. Okay. Even in cases, by the way, where there's no decision to be made at all. What are the cases where there's no decision to be made at all? Like the smicha of the case of the five by smicha. Smichas zakenim. What is smichas zakenim? It means when there's a shgaga, so there's a Beis Din of five that does smicha on the par. They're not rendering any decision, but they simply don't represent the entity of Beis Din if they're shakel, if they don't have the idea of being nota. It's like a form of Beis Din itself. Okay? Now, Ad Asasachi, once we're here already, what would you say about Sanhedrin? No. Huh? No. Sanhedrin Gedolah. Why does everybody agree that Sanhedrin Gedolah is different? Right? Because even the ones who say 71, they don't say it's 70 and then Ain Beis Din Shakol. They darshan directly, 71. So what does that tell us now about the nature of Sanhedrin as opposed to the nature of a regular Beis Din?
It has to reach a conclusion.
No, because Rabbi Yehuda says it can be 70. That's correct. In other words, the ikar of Sanhedrin is not function. It's not a function of hachra.
But they're not making the judgment necessarily.
They represent the ultimate in terms of chachma. As they represent an idea of, what did you call it? Strict justice. In other words, it's an interesting thing. We have to think about it like this. The lower bate dinim are sort of like practical. They exist for a practical purpose. We need, for the cogs of society to run, you need decisions, right? You need to settle disputes. But there is also a recognition that there's just an absolute idea of chachma and mishpat apart from decisions. Just chachamim, thinking through a topic. And there should be a body in Klal Yisrael that not just for practical reasons exists, but exists as a representation of the Chochmas Ha'am. It's true they have to make decisions, but that's not part of their nature. That's not why they exist, to practically dispose of things. They exist because they have opinions, and their opinions are important. They are the highest form of, the highest level that represents the highest level of thought. Sometimes the highest level of thought can come with in zugos, and then you're going to be we'll have to battle it out and have to keep working until someone switches sides. But that's for the practical. There is a practical element of Sanhedrin, but it's not a practical ikar of Sanhedrin. That's the chilak. If practical is part of the ikar, then that means Beis Din has to be a Beis Din nota. That's what a Beis Din is. But Sanhedrin is more than just a practical. It also represents it's like the highest academy of thought. And now, it's true, practically speaking, we need them to do certain things, but it's like a come down to say, you're just here because we have a practical problem. No, you're here because we have real issues that we want to know the real MS on, and you are the highest representatives of MS in the nation. It'd be great if you could agree, but if you can't agree, that doesn't change. It's like an honest. We have no choice. We have to also represent pure chachma, and if it's. That doesn't need to be a base. The base in nota is like just a practical. This is more. It's more than practical. It's actually the ikar of them is the fact that it's a repository of chachma. Sometimes chachma is divided. Yeah, exist. And I can prove I'm right. I mean, because, like we said earlier, like someone else said before, we see you have three judges for Mominus and 23 for Nefashos. So you see that, why don't we have 23 for everything? Right? Why don't we have 23 for everything? So you see, there's a certain practicality of Dina Mominus that has to go forward, and we can't convene a base of 23 on every single issue. It's just not going to work. There's a certain amount of practicality built into the system. I think now, it could resolve a problem that was bothering me, and that is that if you've learned some Nezikin, you probably have come across the idea that we say that for regular cases in Midaraisa, what do? You have Drisha V'Chakira, right? Or you have Mumchen. Now, as Midaraisa, let's say, well, I think we're going to get into it, but the bottom line is like this. Midaraisa, there are certain requirements to have a Beis Din. There should be experts, the witnesses have to be interrogated thoroughly, but we don't do that anymore. If Gil comes to me and says that that Mayor owes him $100, right, we can sit a Beis Din of Hedyotos, right, and we don't have to do Drisha V'Chakira on the Edom. Why? Anybody know why? So the Gemara says it's a takanas chachomim to facilitate loans. Right? Shalotinol deles, that we don't want to close the door to loans. Because if Gil knows he's got to get mumchin and edim that are going to have to go through Drisha V'Chakira, he's not going to lend money to Meir. Right?
Wouldn't it be the opposite?
Tell me.
Meaning if...
Right. So what was bothering me is I've seen a takana midrabanan, you know, that they're adding something extra. And Gzeiro's adding something extra. But here's a takana midrabanan that's actually undermining a requirement of the Torah. Torah says Dayanim have to be mumchen. Torah says they have to go through Drisha V'Chakira. And the Rabbanan say you don't. This just struck me as very, very unique. But now that I'm thinking about it, maybe the answer is that the Rabbanon held that the institution of Beis Din is essentially practical. And therefore they held that midrabanan, they're extending the practicality of the Beis Din midaraisa. In other words, it has to be a ke'en doraisa. You know what I mean? It has to be something that midaraisa, it would seem that they're amplifying. So maybe they hold like that the heter they have to undermine certain requirements is if they decide that the practicality of Beis Din itself is being undermined, sort of like Eis Lasos Lashem Eferes Orzecha. You can when they felt the Torah was going to be lost completely, they're mata writing it down. So Beis Din is going to lose an essential element of facilitating practical, commerce in society, then since the ikkar of Beis Din is to facilitate these practical issues, if they held they had a right to loosen the reins a bit to facilitate that. But anyway, but that's the point. The point is that the lower courts, at least according to Rabbi Yonason and Rabbi Yehuda, everybody that we've seen, except for Rabbi Yoshio, the lower courts are, the Iker is Lintos, based in Nota, and Sanhedrin is a different ballgame. Sanhedrin is the big leagues. That's a different thing. That's the absolute. Absolute can't be hemmed in by a necessity to produce a result. Lower courts can be constricted because of a need to get a result. But we can't put Chachma to that, we can't subject Chachma to or absolute mishpat, like you said, to the practical. So that's why they dashen that directly from the psukim, whereas nobody ever thought to apply Ein based in Shokol by Sanhedrin. Okay. Yeah, and you see also, like Tosav, a little Tosav of Rabbi Yehuda, he mentions that even Rabbi Yehuda, who holds the Beis Din, actually the Sanhedrin only had 70, right? He says there was still in every Sanhedrin Agedola there was a mufla sheba Beis Din. They because there's a reference to the idea that it's always 71. So he says it's true there's 71. But that was the mufla sheba Beis Din. I don't know if you remember in Horios we had that. If the mufla is not there, then they don't. It's not considered a shogeg that the am brings a carbon for. So there was always a mufla sheba Beis Din. He stood in the place of Moshe. Like they always had that set up. The greatest chacham. That was his idea. He held Moshe was like an overseer of the Sanhedrin. Okay. So what is Rabbi Yoshia saying then? So Rabbi Yoshia holds. So what is he saying about the other Bati Dinim? Yeah. Because Rabbi Yoshia, just to clarify something from Rabbi Yoshia, when it says that he learns from Dinim Nefashos that you go by the majority of the Dayanim, that means to say, when do I say that the Beis Din has spoken? When the majority has spoken. Okay, but he doesn't learn that a Beis Din has to be noteh from Dini Nefashos. You understand? He doesn't learn that. That's why he needs the three psukim for the three judges. So he comes like a funny thing. He learns from, he learns what the Beis Din is from Dinim Mamonis alone, and how it operates as a from a Kal V'Chomer from Dinim Nefashos. Nefashos, it's definitely so. How, but in Dinim Nefashos, it has to be a Beis Din Nota. There's no question about that. That's what the pasuk is telling you. The pasuk is telling you in Dine. Now, for Rabbi Yoshi, it's complicated. In Dine Nefashos, you learn it must be a Beis Din Nota. And it makes a decision. No, it must be a Beis Din Nota. Is that a Kula or a Chumra? Then it must be a Beis Din Nota. That's a Chumra. Right? That's what the Ran says. That itself is a Chumra. That's an extra requirement. But it must be a Beis Din Nota. So that Chumra, he doesn't apply elsewhere, right? He doesn't apply that elsewhere, correct? So therefore, when he's looking how to put together the basin of Mamonis, he doesn't rely on any drusha of Ein Beis Din Nota. But what comes out, what do we see from the Beis Din of Dinei Nefashos? We see that the decision can be reached by a majority. That, he's saying, is what? Is a kula?
The result of the chumra is a kula.
That's a kula. That you don't need a unanimous decision. That he applies to Mamonis. It's complicated, right? Right, you saw the Ron I sent you on the 2-to-1 question? Right? So he's saying over there also, he's saying, because it's Xeris HaKasav, that it's 3, and that's it. Right? Xeris HaKasav, that it's 3, and you would think that it has to be all 3. It's Xeris HaKasav, that's how it goes. Right? Now, it seems to me like this, and maybe it's going a little bit off into speculation, but that Rabbi Yoshia learns, when he learns like in the Mishnah. Dinei Nefashos is a totally different ballgame. Why? Because you have Eda Shofetes and Eda Matzelas. Right, you have two complete entities, so to speak, within the Beis Din itself. Right, you have a full Eda, a full 10 on each side. That's what the Beis Din has to be capable of. So there's really, really from the psukim of Dinei Nefashos, you see that there are like two complete entities contained within the Beis Din of Dinei Nefashos. And then it's Acher Rabim Lahatos is telling you that the Beis Din must be constructed, that one full Eda can always be expressed. Right? But that construction doesn't exist by Mamonis. You understand? He only has this idea of darshaning Acher Rabim Lahatos by Nefashos, because contained in Nefashos is already the whole psukim, all the psukim of Nefashos, of Dinei Nefashos, are relating to complete entities of Eda and Eda, and the Mamonis is real, and the Acher Rabim Lahatos is really to allow for certain to allow the one of the Edas to express to allow for the decision of one of the Edas to exist. So it has to be uneven. You need a full 10-10, and then a deciding factor, 1 or 2 or 3, however it works out, right? But by Mamonis, you don't have that. You don't have that set up. You can't break up the Beis Din of Dinei Mamonis into Eda, Eda, and a Machria. See, in terms of the Gemara later, where it says you add zugos, right? See, what do you say about that? The fact that you have, let's say you had 11 against 11, right? And one guy can't figure out an answer. So what do? They keep adding pairs. And the Gemara says you make a Beis Din Shakol, a Chatchil over there.
Yeah.
So how is that? all the whole way through where we're aimed based in shakal. That's like the worst thing, a based in shakal. It's like an impossibility, a based in shakal. Now all of a sudden, l'chatchila, we make a based in shakal. So what's the answer to that?
So
I think the answer is the way we were explaining before. What's the idea of ain based in shakal? It means to say, as an institution, it has to represent decision, right? But what happened to this based in? They came out, practically speaking, that they had a stalemate because one of the participants refused to participate, right? So in that case, adding two is really what? It's really part of the hachra'ah of based in. In other words, ain based in shakal means the based in must be a body of hachra. It primarily the hachra should come about just from their own deliberation. But over here, because of this case, they were not able, for some reason in this case, they weren't able to reach a decision. Adding two is not redefining the based in. Adding two is adding a new possibility of hachra. Now why is it two? Why is it two? Someone tell me why it's two.
Oh, you need two to convict.
Because you need two to convict. Exactly. Now what are they really adding? They're adding the machria. They already have the whole deliberation of two eidos. But now they have to add a machria. But since hachra to convict is only by two, they have to add the possibility of hachra to convict. Otherwise, they're not adding a machria. You understand? So it's not a violation of ain based in shakal. It's really in line with the idea of ain based in shakal. The ain based in shakal means that it has to be an entity of achra. This case, they were not able to be machria, so you have to add the machria, but the machria must be two.
What happens if it's like 12 to 11?
If it's 12 to 11, that's a good question.
You had one.
Yitzi has a good kasha on my idea. If it's 12 to 11 to convict, right? They also add two.
Oh, they add two.
They also add two.
Oh, which is making it harder.
That's on mem, no? Right, let's just get the facts straight. Take a look at the Mishnah on mem, right? So the Mishnah on mem says at the end. He says, Shneim asar mezakin, right? 12 say he's innocent. Ve'achad asar mechayivin. So what's the din?
Zakai.
Shneim asar mechayivin ve'achad asar mezakin. 12 say he's innocent, he's chayiv, and 11 say he's innocent. Ve'afilu echad asar mezakin ve'achad asar mechayivin ve'echad omer eini yodea. Or even if it's 11 to 11 and one guy says, I don't know. Vafilu esrim vishnayim mizakin o mechayovin ve'echad omer eini yodea. Or even if they have enough, but one guy still says, I don't know. Yosifu hadayonim. They have to add. What was the last case? The last case was you had 12 to 10, basically, right?
What are you adding? You're always
going
to have like one person
who's
like, you're going to add two, even if it doesn't affect it. Like, let's say 15 to 8, two won't affect.
No, if it's 15 to 8, then everyone's in.
Yeah.
Oh, I meant 15 to 7.
15 to 7.
Then the two guys are not going
to
affect.
That's right. You still have to add.
Just one.
Because it's not the based in. Because they're lacking a. Rashi says, why? No, Rashi doesn't say.
But that's hold on.
How we go? Oh, v'kama mosifim shnayim ad shivim ve'echad. You go up to 71. Now shloshim v'shisha mezakin v'shlo. If you have 36, say he is chayav, and 35 say he is innocent, so he's still back to the same problem, right? Donin elu keneged elu ad sheyira echad min ha-mechayiv in divrei mezakin. They keep going, they keep arguing until one of the mechayivin agrees with the mezakin. You can't switch back the other way. You can only go from chov to zakai. So the Gemara says, Lo ra'u mai. What if you can't? What if they don't ever decide? What if you can't convince anyone? Amar Rav Acha, pochinoso. V'chein Amar Rav Yochanan, pochinoso. Hold on. Amar le Rav Papa l'abayi v'liftrei mi'ikara. So just patur right away. Right? Rashi says, Mishahosifu ad shivim ve'echad v'nechlu lama anu ma'achmer adavar ladun elu k'neged elu mi islan la'aduri basar chova. Means we don't go basar chova. Amalei hachi. Hachi amar Rav Yochanan. Kidei shelo yatsu mi beistin me'ur vovin. Genai le'beistin shiyatsu b'machlokas vein yodin ligmor sadin. So you're right, really, once you get to 71 and you're 36 to 35 in favor of, for guilt, there's no way they can ever convict the guy. But they'd rather it come out as a decision, not as a stalemate. Not as a hung Sanhedrin. Essentially, it's a hung Sanhedrin.
If that's the case, then why not stop at 21 and just say the 23?
So that's it. That was an obvious question. Ika da'amri, amalei Rav Papa labayi, v'lama li yosifu. Why add? Once they get to 23 and it's a stalemate, lifteray. Yeah, lifteray mi beidina kama. So say, look, you had your shot, you had your basin of 23. 22 said convict, 21, I'm sorry, 12 said convict, 11 said he's innocent. So that's it. This Basin basically couldn't convict, right? Lama, right, Lama Mosifin, Mishenechliku Arishonim, Yodonu Elu Keneged Elu, Imra Echad Mi Elu Estivre Elu Are Tovim, Lo Yifteru. So just do it in the 23. Yeah, and then it says, and then when they can't make a decision, so then it says, the Gadol Shebadayonim says, Nizdakein Adin. He comes out and he announces that that's it. I just question what that means. Does it mean it's, does it come from the word of Zuchus, or does it come from the word of old? But anyway, but the question is, does the theory stand up to the facts? That's the old problem. So I'm saying you're adding two because that's the entity of Achra. But what are the problems with that? The problems with it are twofold, right? If you had 12, if you had 11 to, if you had 12 to 11, right? Then to convict, then really all you need is one more guy to convict. Okay? That's not a question.
It's giving the possibility of innocence.
But you're not giving the possibility of innocence. You have to add two to get to be able to reach a majority on the innocent side. So that I escaped that problem. But the other problem is if it's 11, what's the other problem? Oh, if it's 11 to, if it's 12 to 10, let's say, right? Why can't they, and one guy doesn't know what to do. Or like Avi's case, if it's, what was your case? 20 to 2, right? And one guy bows out, right? So why are you adding in that case? It seems you're adding in that case just to get to a basin of 23. So in that case, why can't you just add one?
Others, regardless of what their issue is?
Yeah, so Rashi says, I thought it was a Rashi, it's on the Mishnah. He says, he's a filu esrim v'shnayim mezakin o mechayavin, right? Even if you have 12, either way, so you have enough for a decision. Ve'echad omer eini yodea yosifu adayonim. The high damer eini yodea command the leiste dami. So the guy who says I don't know, he's like he's not there. Ve'ein donin dina nefoshos lo lezuchos v'lo lechova pachos mesrim v'shloshin. You just can't have a decision without 23. But why don't you just add one to fill in the 23? All right, so the answer, Matt has a good answer, because you want to always add enough. You don't want to, I mean, the system answer is good, but the system answer is only good with his explanation. No, let me say it like this. The system answer, no, we're just going to speak in code from now on. The system answer is that we don't need it in this case, but we have to be consistent or something like that. Right, one of those types of answers. Like, yeah, it's true in this case you don't need it, but low plug, correct. But you have to show me the case where you need it. You can't say the case where you need it is where you have 12 to 11, because that's a totally different reason. Well, you have 12 to 11, you're missing the hachra. Right, you have the basin, you're missing the decision. It's possible, it's still not terrible, but it's not satisfactory. That, because it's very distinct cases. Now, there's two very distinct cases. One is where I have the body, but no decision. So then I add two, because two is an idea of what of the hachra. That I can understand. But if I'm just adding to get to the body, I mean, I only have 22 guys participating, then why should I have to add more than one? So Matt is saying, because there could be cases where if you don't have when you don't have the body, adding one won't ensure a decision. Right? Like if it's...
it's like 11 to 11.
Right.
And then if you have one...
Right. So we don't differentiate. It's true if it's 20 to 2, there's no reason to add more than one, because there's no way that the decision could come out any other way. But we do a low plug. We always add the same amount. And since sometimes to make up the base, then you also have to add two to ensure that the hachra, there's a possibility to resolve a stalemate, we always add two. But anyway, think it over. I take your advice on this one. But we still didn't really answer Rabbi Yoshua.
If they all agree.
But getting back to what I was trying to say before, inartfully, is that I think that really I think the way we define the machlokas is good. That Rabbi Yonason, the other Tanayim are learning Achrab Lahatos describing a quality and based in itself. Whereas Rabbi Yoshia is not. He's learning it as a process. Now the process as applied to Dini Nefashos will necessitate 23. Just the way it works out. Because Ada, and then it says it needs to be a majority to convict, to acquit, and a bigger majority to convict. But it's not because there's a din of a based in note in Dini Nefashos. It's just the process that the Torah describes of how you convict necessitates that construction. Okay? But it's not like there's a quality of a based in note by Nefashos at all. It's all this, the whole pasuk of Acharav Lahatos is just describing how the decision is made. Those Acharav Lahatos for Rabbi Yoshia does not describe based in at all. It just describes the process. According to the other Tanaim, it's describing the quality of based in itself. So what comes out from this? According to Rabbi Yoshia, it doesn't inform you at all about what a based in must look like in general. So therefore, when the Torah is telling you how many Dainim Dinim Amunus, you just do however many it tells you. Because you have no prior knowledge of what a based in has to look like in the end of the day. Comes out that it's three, because the Torah says three. Now we have a second question. How does this based in reach a decision that we can learn from the from a Kal V'chomer to Dini Nefashos? But the point is, I'm saying that the machlokas comes down to whether the pasuk of Acharav Lahatos is defining a characteristic in based in itself as a chefza, or it's just describing the way the dayanim come to their decision. Okay, but what does it say more? But what I can't answer is for the other Tanaim, we had a nice positive definition of what a Beis Din is, because Acharav Lahatos is telling us something about Beis Din. But what we don't have an answer for is what is the Beis Din according to Rabbi Yoshia, simply because the Torah's It has no pasuk that defines it. Acher Rav Matas is not defining it. So that's what they say. The basin is just an entity of Gzeiras HaKosov, and that's it. It has a function. It has a function, but it's not essentially function. Does that mean it's the same like a mini Sanhedrin? No, it doesn't mean that either. But I don't know. I don't know what it is. I have to be open to think about. Okay. I think it's good. I think that this was a good introduction, you know, getting us into the basic operation, the basic some basic concepts, and whether we get Rabbi Yoshia down to the T is not as important as opening up the basics of the area. Okay, so we'll move on from here.